Hello. So, yeah, it's me again, Martin. And I noticed that yesterday I failed to record my daily audio boo. And admittedly, I did expect to be doing an audio boo probably just on weekdays. But I didn't do one yesterday, so I apologise. That was slack of me. And I, in all fairness, I understand that I only have about one listener at the moment, and that's probably my mum, bless her. But yes, I am back today, and what do I want to talk about today? Well, I want to talk about Derby County again. We played Aston Villa on Wednesday night, and we beat them 2-0, which was a good result, but in all fairness, the game wasn't... Well, it was a pre-season friendly, and pre-season friendlies are dull. In all fairness, they pretty standard affair. Two teams of players play against each other, not really wanting to get injured, just having a bit of a stretch in preparation for the new season. And that was pretty much the case on Wednesday. I didn't just want to talk about Derby County, the club. I wanted to talk about Derby County and their fans. On Twitter, Derby County fans used the hashtag #DCFCFans. And well, the reason for that is the hashtag DCFC is actually used by fans of Death Cab for Cutie, who are a band. So what happened quite regularly was you'd get a lot of chat from people going to gigs for Death Cab for Cutie, and that would be in amongst tweets about Derby County. So it was a little bit confusing. So the hashtag DCFC fans was created, and now that Google Plus has arrived, it sort of came to my attention that it's going to be quite difficult to find Derby County fans, because on Google Plus, it's not, at the moment at least, it's not that easy to be found, and people aren't using this search facility as they might. And I'm sure when real-time search is properly integrated with Google and it starts monitoring Google Plus updates, then it will be easier to be found. But I wanted to make sure that people could share things with other Derby County fans easily, and they could create a circle specifically for Derby County fans. So I went ahead and took the liberty of creating the website DCFC Fans, which is, I'm just using WordPress at the moment, so it's dcfcfans.wordpress.com. And on there, what I've done is I've created, well, the front page has got a bit of a brief description about why I created it and what the purpose of the site is for. And then it's got a form where anyone that's on Google Plus that is a Derby County fan can go on and add their name and the URL of their Google Plus profile. So people can go along, see who's on there. And then basically what happens then is they get added to a list. And that's when people can then go on to have a look at the list of Rams fans, go to their profile straight away, and then add them to their Derby County fan circle. I've also added a bit of video on the page, and I've got a link to a search for the DCFC fans hashtag on Twitter, and I've got the fixtures on there as well. So I've tried to make it a useful site. It's also got some links to other websites associated to Derby County as well. So really what I've tried to do is create a website that won't need to be updated. It's not going to have it's not going to have regular blog posts talking about match reports. It isn't going to have any team news. There are other sites that are doing that perfectly well already. Its main function is just to help Derby County fans find other Derby County fans on Google Plus. And then the conversations about the club can happen on there rather than having to happen on forums or message boards or whatever. I'm sure there's still a place for forums. I just got a bit bored of them, so I quite like the facility to basically add yourself. If you want to be found, you can add yourself to this list, and then you can go through this list and add other Derby County fans as well. I hope it's something that people use. So if you are a Derby County fan, please sign up and visit dcfcfans.wordpress.com. And I'll see you on Google+. See you later.